What we normally do, Matt, Thursdays at 10:50, is a segment called Am I the Jerk, where people will email in amithejerk1310@gmail.com for certain scenarios, if they're involved, if they see it with their own two eyes, just trying to see who's the jerk in that situation. So let's throw that out here again, as we've done all week long. And if you have any scenarios and you want to throw them out to us, please feel free. Jay, is this segment sponsored?
You bet. Velvet Taco and Milestone AC Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
Thank you, thank you. So, before we get into email, I think I need to rattle myself.
Oh, no.
Because I have a certain... What's the word? That's not a word. That's the sound my car makes when it's... That's mad. Like a typical just greeting. If I'm walking past any stranger... And, you know, you make eye contact, you know me, I'm going to speak.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
What's up now? What's up? Hey, how you doing? Whatever. But this is like the third or fourth time this has happened, and I don't know how to handle it, and I need to know if I'm handling it correctly. So I'm walking to the building today, and usually we'll see our buddies, Dustin, Ray, and it is barbershop type material when you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
We are cutting up, having a great time as we're walking to the building and from the building back to the garage. Well, it's a holiday and they're not here today. So as I'm walking to the building, I see someone inside the garage, inside the little stand. Have a phone in my hand. Maybe I'm not really truly paying attention. I just said, "Hey, what's up, man?" And realize, was it a man?
Oh no.
Now, do I stop and acknowledge, "Oh, my bad," or do I just tuck the tail between the legs, keep on going, and just have it kind of weigh on me the whole time as I was going, "Son of a buck, I gotta stop that," because I've done that several times.
I have too, and it's just, it's not real, I'm not gendering, it's just an affirmative, "What's up, man?"
Right, and if you just kind of glance over, "Hey, what's up, man?"
Yeah.
And I don't think the person I'm speaking to is offended by it. But then once you realize that you're not speaking to a man, you go, "Oh, damn."
Yeah.
I think you just pick up your pace.
Just get the hell to the elevator.
Yeah, I don't think
especially
that one
if it's a holiday and maybe a fill-in person that you might not have to interact with again.
I feel like it's a huge deal. Because if someone walked by me and just say, "Hey, honey," and it was a dude.
Was it daddy?
What the hell?
Maybe they like you.
Well, maybe so. I don't know.
You wouldn't be upset about that. Somebody honeyed you. You got.
What, they're like, "Hey, sweetheart."
Oh, yeah.
And then daddy's like, "Sorry about that."
Right.
No, I think I would. I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't think, because "what's up, man" is such a generic cliche greeting that I think even if you said it to a female, unless they just were horrified by it, I don't even know that, again, I'm not a woman, so I'm speaking out of turn,
And what if at first glance you kind of can't tell the difference?
It gets stickier in that situation.
And I always tell myself, don't go with the man. Just say, "What's up?"
Yeah, drop it.
And everything is great. But I can't help myself because I'm me.
That's like, what if you're like, "Hey, what's up, dude?"
Just too masculine, man.
And they're like, "I'm not a dude." Oh, I call everybody dude.
Yeah, dude, I think dude is way easier to get away with than man.
I feel like if somebody is offended, then, like, if this person down in the garage today, if it bothered them and they heard you, would they not have said, "Hey, I'm not a man"?
Which would have made me feel terrible.
And maybe they knew that, so they didn't say anything.
And now I feel terrible anyway, because I feel like maybe I should have said, "Oh, you know, my bad." But then that's acknowledging the fact that, yeah, I didn't know, and I just kind of defaulted.
Yeah, I think that opens the door for there to be some sort of negative interaction if you do address it. I think you just act like, you know, "I just was saying what's up." Move
like
along.
You go back, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought I just, it's something I say." And then they go, "Well, actually, I am."
Oh, do I look like a man? Probably don't sound like that. If they're...
What are you trying to say here?
Okay, all right.
Do I strike you as man?
No, and then...
It puts the lotion.
"Hey, I'm not a man."
I got the greeting back, like, "Hey," but it just made me feel some sort of way. I'm all about my feelings.
Right. I would vote.
Not anyone else.
You're not a jerk for that.
No, I think you're okay.
I do feel I need to adjust my greetings at times because it's not the first time I've done this.
We all do. We have to adapt.
Okay. Say, hi, friend.
Hi, what's up? Just stop right there.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
Yeah. You don't have to add the disclaimer.
I know. Let's quickly get to this one. I was sitting in a local restaurant yesterday when a woman walked in and I noticed her dress was really pretty. Mm. She sat near me at the bar, and this is from a female, by the way. She has some physical issues that I'm glad I do not have, but she said to me, ma'am, I love how you look so put together with your red purse and red shirt and your turquoise earrings. Just play off that. Of course, I said, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I am way less than put together. So words. Then I got right back into my phone. After I left, I thought, wow, I suck for not complimenting her dress. I still am feeling bad about that. Am I the jerk?
And no.
That's from Jen.
Jen, I don't think Jen is a jerk. Of course, I think it brightens people's day when you compliment them, and it's really easy to do. I've talked about that before. Like, I'll throw that out sometimes, and it could be something as simple as, oh, man, you're whatever it is. I like
nice
your shoes.
Yeah.
Or I like, wow, those nails are really cool. That's a really cool tattoo. Where'd you get that? You know, and they're like, oh, okay. And it offers them a chance. But I don't think you're a jerk if you're not doing that just because they complimented you.
Based on our previous situation, I don't want to gender anybody, but I think this is kind of a lady thing where you're kind of expected to trade compliments a little bit. Like, oh, I like your dress. I love your earrings. I like your bag, whatever
it might be.
But for dudes, you know, if you get a compliment from a dude, it's like, oh, thanks, man. And you move on. It doesn't really matter. So I think Jen's okay in the grand scheme of things.
I mean, the worst would have been if like, oh, thanks. I'm glad I don't have the physical issues you have.
That would have been mean.
Then you would have been a jerk.
Right. That's extreme jerkiness right there.
But I do think it's easy, especially if she's saying she had on a really pretty dress that she noticed. I think that a lot of the times it can, even with the guy, like saying, hey, man, that's a cool shirt or whatever it is. Like today when I walked in and people were like, oh, look at that. I like your shirt. I'm like, hey, thanks, America.
People like that when you comment on their whatever they're wearing.
You just never know what people are going through.
Yeah.
And if they can get one compliment,
it fixes a lot.
Right. It really does. One time a dude said, man, you smell great. What are you wearing? And I went,
exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Here's my phone number. That's all I need. I just need someone to just pay attention to me, Lando.
Take you out and call
you pretty. Tell me how good I smell.
No, if someone told me that, I would back away so quickly.
Like, dude, you smell like menthol.
You said I smell like menthol.
Yeah. I love the smell of menthol.
And now he's
morning.
In a whole other room ever since you said that.
I know.
Did that feel like a compliment to you, Lando?
I almost quit the show.
Good thing your shift was over and now you can just ticker.
I don't think Jen is a jerk for this one. But again, if she's starting to think about that, then I would just say the next time that you have that thought, share it with the person. Cause I don't know a person that I've encountered that when you offer a positive compliment to them, gets irritated with.
And then, but if you miss out on an opportunity, maybe to brighten someone's day again, it may just kind of weigh on you a bit. You're not a jerk, but you just kind of feel bad because you never know how that's going to brighten someone's day. If you say, you know what? Your dress is pretty.
Yes.
And go, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then they're just kind of eating with a smile on their face.
And then when you leave, hey, want to sit down with me and eat more?
Well, no, see.
Don't do that.
That's the line.
And weird everybody out.
Exactly.
Erases all the work you did with the compliment.
I was going to say something about your shirt, but I couldn't think of anything that quick.
It's an American flag shirt.
Yes, it is.
Because it's America's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm American.
Oh, right. All right.
America.
Hey, I'm not a man. Am I the jerk? Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com.
That's a good one,
Jen. If you have
Jen.
Certain scenarios. Yes, that's a great one, Jen. If you have anything like that, please feel free to email them in. We usually do it 10:50 on Thursdays, but we'll be out tomorrow. And we'll continue this on Friday when it's myself and Joe Trahan, the lead sports anchor at WFAA. He'll be filling in for Matt as Matt's taking a vacation day after the 4th of July.